We talk from time to time with Emily Lawler. She covers politics at the state capitol in Lansing, and boy, hasn't that been interesting lately. She's on the line with us right now. Emily, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
These protests seem to be becoming a weekly occurrence. It's maybe a slightly different group behind each one, but I feel like from each one there comes a lasting image, some picture. You know, a couple weeks ago it was the armed protesters storming the Capitol. This week it was the guy with the doll on a noose. Tell us a little bit more about the image and what the MLive team was able to find out about him.
Yeah, so our team was on the ground and caught video of the incident. And interestingly, the scuffle broke out because someone was trying to take the doll on the noose away from this man. I think that certainly not every protester at that rally is represented by this imagery. And of course, some were actively trying not to have that be the image of the rally. And I think ironically drew a little more attention that way. But this guy's sort of a perennial political candidate locally. He's from the Belleville area in Van Buren Township, and was actually carrying one of his signs at one point, I think, for a past race. But he's running for state representative right now. He's paid the filing fee. But I think there's a little bit of a feeling that perhaps he wasn't representative of most of the people at this rally, but is, of course, one of the many people who are frustrated with the governor's stay-at-home order right now.
As so many are, and that's the reason for these protests. But you know, you raise a good point, Emily. I feel like a lot of the people that show up at these protests are well-intentioned. Many of them are wearing masks and practicing social distancing. But what tends to get our attention are the people with a doll in a noose, or people carrying firearms. And the more outrageous, the more attention they seem to garner.
Yeah, and I think that's a little bit of evidence that this is really sort of a grassroots uprising, right? There are a lot of different people coming from a lot of different perspectives. This isn't, for instance, the Right to Work rally at the Capitol that was organized by unions in 2012, right? That was pretty organized. They had people there controlling the crowd from their side. They had kind of coordinated with people ahead of time. I think that this is a different animal, and it's a lot of different viewpoints converging around one singular issue, which is the governor's stay-at-home order.
Well, and how much longer is it going to go on? I know that while this was all going on at the Capitol yesterday, you sat down and talked with Governor Whitmer, and I'm just wondering, are there plans by the governor to extend the stay-at-home order beyond May 28th right now?
Yeah, first off, I just want to say if I sit down, definitely virtually. We were in two different, our respective home offices. But yeah, so I had asked her about potentially reopening some of the businesses that our readers had asked questions about. And, you know, we've gotten no definitive word, but she did say that she was hopeful that Michigan could start allowing small gatherings again, maybe of up to 10 people after the 28th when her current order expires. So she also touched on maybe allowing some retail to open. I think she touched on dog groomers specifically after that date. So for those who have been looking at extension after extension of the stay-at-home orders, I think it's a little bit of welcome news perhaps that if we keep going on this downward trajectory in terms of cases, and if there are those positive signs, that maybe we won't be living the exact same way after May 28th that we are today.
That certainly is the hope. What does the governor have to say about these protests? Does she take any of this personally? Does she understand where these people are coming from?
You know, the governor's been, I think, pretty cool-headed about the protests generally. She has said previously that she doesn't really mind if people are directing their anger at her, and understands that people are angry about this. So I think that she struck a pretty even tone with those. But, you know, obviously I think that her prevailing point and the reason that she hasn't particularly changed her orders due to these protests is that she's acting to protect human life here. So I think that her public health argument is, of course, prevailing in her thinking about how she reopens the economy and how she responds to people who aren't happy with the current restrictions.
and her right as governor to issue executive orders in the time of a crisis such as this one, although that is being called into question by the state legislature, filing a lawsuit against her. And I guess that has its first hearing today. What does she say about being challenged on these executive orders?
You know, we didn't talk much about that. We took a lot of questions from the audience, and I don't know that we got any on that. But yesterday in Lansing, we really saw interest groups lining up behind either side of this argument. So the Democratic caucuses are actually siding with Whitmer, although, of course, the legislature itself, is led by the Republican majority, is the ones leading the lawsuit. People like the Mackinac Center are backing the legislative argument here. There's been a lot of amicus briefs filed in this case, but the first oral arguments take place at 10 a.m., so I think we're on a little bit of a countdown to see what this is all about.
Of course, you cover politics in Lansing, like I said, Emily, for MLive.com. And, you know, this has obviously caused a huge rift between the Republicans and the Democrat governor. Can that be repaired at all moving forward after this decision is made, after we begin to move beyond this crisis?
That's a really good question, and I think that that relationship between the governor and legislature is at an all-time low, although I'm trying to, like, cycle through my head and figure out if I've said that to you before.
Yeah, I think a year ago.
They've had some pretty low moments. I mean, if you look back at the budget of vetoes last year, for instance, those were certainly a low moment as well. But I think that, you know, the relationship kind of has to repair itself because they've got basically two budgets to delve into now, and they need to come together on those things. There's the consensus revenue estimating conference today. We're going to find out how many billions of a budget hit we think coronavirus is going to cause in Michigan. I believe they're going to have to crack open this current year's budget, the current fiscal year, and then also, of course, come to an agreement on the budget they've been working on for a few months now that'll go into effect on October 1st.
All right. We'll read all about it on MLive.com. Emily, appreciate your reporting. Thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.